The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Welcome, everyone, to our next edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. VJ, and we're very happy to welcome you to this edition of this show. We have a fabulous show lined up for you, and I can't wait to introduce our guest today. His name is Matthew Fox, and more about what Matthew is into, and it's just fabulous, and everyone out there should be hearing his message and reading his book. But now, let me introduce our co-host here, Dr. H. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Dr. Vijay. I'm doing absolutely awesome. You know, we had a great show last week. Brooks Palmer, who wrote a book called Clutter Busting, and we had a couple people calling in asking some questions, and we had a couple emails also in regards to some questions with this book. And I think his book made people squirm and take a look of, you know, what are they keeping either on their computer or in between their ears or in their house or even in the garage. I know when I got off the show with him, I went into the garage and I go, oh, don't need this, don't need that. And it was good. It was a great show. And I missed you, too. I missed you last week.
Yes, I am away. Sometimes being called in an emergency, it just happens that way. But I'm so glad that you had the show. I was so looking forward to asking some really hard questions with Brooke Palmer, and we had a wonderful. I know I heard that you had a wonderful interview with him. So, and I'm sure we've had a number of listeners calling in about, you know, what to do with their life and you know, how much it has helped them. You know, the interview with Brooke Palmer, and definitely you have to get his book for those of us for those of you listening in. It's called Clutter Buster, and the author is Brooke Palmer.
And don't just put it away with all the other books, too.
Oh, this has to have a special section, yeah.
Well, yeah. I have some interesting news over here. This is an awesome article. It's called New Study of Splenda Reveals Shocking Information About Potential Harmful Effects. Now, it's interesting because we have aspartame, which is NutraSweet, we have Splenda, we have sucralose, we have all these different artificial sweeteners, and or artificial sugars, let's put it this way. And if you go to the supermarket, they'll have a gondola worth of all these different natural sugars, of course, which are good. And then you have a honey, and then you have the syrup, and then you have probably even a longer effect of all these forms of aspartame, NutraSweet, which we know is unhealthy,
yes.
Sucralose, and with Splenda. But this article is pretty interesting. There was a study that was done. Actually, they did some animal studies. They did 109 studies, and the FDA approved all these, and they said, okay, now you can go ahead and bring this product on the market. Out of the 109 studies, only two studies were with humans, and it was only for 6 days. But this is the result that they received. They received from, including with the 107 studies for the animals and two studies for them, it was six men, that they found that it actually decreased over 50% of the good bacteria in the body. It increased the pH, which is we know the pH is very, very important to keep a balance throughout the body. Excuse me. And it also affected, and you probably know about this, the P-glycoproteins in such a way that a lot of people taking prescription medications would have their medications rejected because of the increased levels of the P-glycoprotein. And it's interesting. They would say, they being Splenda Company, that they would put it on their package label saying, if you are taking certain medications, do not take Splenda. But unfortunately, they don't. And this artificial sweetener, which has been, again, recommended by the FDA, and actually this was in 1998, It was only to be used for certain things. Now the FDA has said, okay, these studies are okay. There's not a problem. But unfortunately, though, we go back to what a lot of doctors have noticed. In fact, I believe there was an article written in the New England Journal of Medicine stating that Splenda taken for a period of time can create these various different effects. And a lot of the symptoms seem to be like chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, which is really interesting. So if you're taking medication, watch out with the Splenda. If you are dealing with certain conditions like chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, candida, because, you know, we need to have the friendly bacteria just balanced in our body, you know, this can create a problem. So it's a good warning sign.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, my advice to everyone, you know, if you are actually taking this artificial sweetness means that, you know, you have some awareness what sugar is doing to your body. And particularly if you're on medication and drugs that can interfere, you know, that aspartames containing sweetness can interfere with the medicines that you're taking. My sense is, you know, just stop taking all sugars for 2 weeks. You will find that you have a natural aversion to taking anything sweet. It's just so natural. It may be hard to take it for like a couple of days, but give yourself 2 weeks. Just put on your calendar and say, you know, from this day to this day, that's 2 weeks, I'm not going to take any sugar. And you will find that you will just lose the taste. Isn't that amazing? You can just do it by yourself.
What do you think the percentage of people that have become addicted to sugar, whether it's these artificial sweeteners, whether it's just, you know, plain old sugar or aspartame, what do you think the percentage of sugar addicts? That's what we're called. We're called sugar addicts.
I would think in the range of, what, 70% or so of the population? You tell me.
Amazing. Because sugar is laced in nicotine, you know, for cigarettes. There's sugar, of course, in alcohol.
Yes.
Now the artificial sweeteners. So we've become a carbohydrate world over here, and it just increases the carbohydrate cravings, you know, by taking the Splenda. So.
Yes, and that's no use. And you know, I know that people who are taking diet drinks and, you know, they're thinking they're doing a good thing for their body. But, you know, if you look into it, and at some level, the knowledge will come slowly to them that, you know, the sugars with a sweet taste is just, you know, something that I can just habitually just get out of being a habit, you know. And that idea is go cold turkey. And if you go cold turkey, you're much better. Or if you want to help yourself, and I really think this is not such a great idea after reading, you know, a lot more into the subject, and we'll talk about it at some point during our show. If you take agave nectar or, stevia, which is a leaf, a plant, a herb, it helps you to ease away from the sweeteners, the sugars and artificial sweetness that can cause so much of problems to your body. But in the end, you know, a lot of nutritionists tell me, and I'm working with a lot of people here, that Dr. H, it's just better to go cold turkey. Within 2 weeks, you lose the taste, you know, maybe forever. Isn't that great?
There's an expression, one day at a time.
Yes.
So maybe one soda at a time, or maybe one package of sugar, you know, at a time.
Yes, moderation.
Yeah.
Until finally you get off it. Yes, absolutely. Now, I want to talk about something, Dr. H, that's been, you know, a lot of people have been asking about. It's a lot of confusion that's going on, and it's a swine flu. And as you know, the Secretary of Health and Human Services announced on July 9, 2009, this year, that school children, pregnant women, and health workers will be the first to be given swine flu vaccines in the fall. And plans are already being made by the government to give children swine flu vaccine in schools. And currently, government officials maintain that the swine flu vaccination program, you know, may not be voluntary anymore. So there are talks about it's going to be compulsory.
So this is mandatory all over the country?
Yes.
Not individual.
It's coming
states.
To that. It's hitting us pretty soon. And that the swine flu, the flu is being defined as a matter of homeland security.
Wow.
And did you, Dr. H, know that you and your children could be forced to take experimental swine flu vaccines or be quarantined under a national public health emergency that was declared, you know, on April 26, 2009? I have more information if people are interested in. There is an organization called the National Vaccine Information Center The website is www.nvic.org, and they talk a lot about the issues around this vaccination and, you know, what you can do to protect yourself. They also have October 2nd to 4th, October 2nd to the 4th, in 2009 in Washington, D.C., there's going to be more than 35 top speakers from around the world at the national, NVIC's 4th International Public Conference on Vaccination. So those of you who are interested, please go to the website, nvic.org, and learn more about, you know, what you can do to protect yourself. But a couple of questions then, a couple of suggestions. You know, if your child is going to go, and I know schools, some schools are starting to open next, in the week to come. A couple of things that you can do for your child. You know, you have to discuss, first of all, with your family and make a plan for responding to this strong possibility that your state, city, community, or you or your member of your family will be asked to be vaccinated, isolated, or quarantined. You know, all this is a very feasible, you know, it looks like a real possibility right now. You got to think about, one, have you decided whether you or your child would agree to get the swine flu vaccine if requested by the government or school officials? That's the first question. Have you decided? Number two, do you know if your child's school will notify you in advance when the children are going to be given the swine flu vaccine at school? And thirdly, if you do want your child to receive the swine flu vaccine in school, you want to consider asking the school to give you written vaccine benefit and risk information ahead of time, including how to monitor your child for signs and symptoms for a vaccine reaction. And fourthly, do you want to give a letter to the school principal at the beginning of the school year to be placed in your child's records indicating that you do or you do not want your child to receive the swine flu vaccine? And you also want this your child to carry a copy of the letter in his or her school, backpack.
So, Dr. Vijay, so members, what we're trying to do is give people choices so that as opposed to getting scared and being concerned about this is mandatory, that they have choices with this. And a lot of people don't realize that they do.
They do. I mean, but the important thing is to talk about it with, you know, the right people, with your family, with your state, with your community leaders, and your school. As a concerned parent, you have every right to ask the questions, because if you don't want your child to receive the swine flu vaccine at school, you want to consider, you know, whether you want to keep a child at home from school on the day or the days that the swine flu vaccine will be administered to the children. You know, these are the questions that you want to, you know, bear in mind. And if you or your child, you know, become sick and are subjected to isolation or home quarantine, do you have adequate food and vitamins and supplements, medication and other supplies in your home to live safely and comfortably for several weeks? And do you know somebody who would, you know, have someone who can bring additional food and supplies to you? So these are some real issues that everybody, every American should be thinking about at this point.
Some powerful information. And the fact that I love about our show, Kiss Your Life Hello, is that we give people choices and we give people hope that, you know, they don't have to be caught in that, the merry-go-round or that cycle that sometimes people think they're involved in, to know that as opposed to having Splenda, as opposed to having NutraSweet, here's some of the consequences. We can go into something natural, like what you said, you know, try it for 2 weeks and see what happens, so the bodies can feel better. The fact that it's going to become mandatory, and this is going to be, what, a 3-injection or maybe even a 4-inoculation series, is that we have choices and go to the people to talk to the people. I know in my book, the ADD and ADHD Diet Book, I talk about when parents are sent from the school with their child, you have to be on Ritalin, and they go in front of the pediatrician or the psychiatrist or whoever they have to get the prescription, to sit there and ask questions. Don't just listen to what the doctor has to say and then walk away. You have questions, write down these questions, talk to them about the vaccinations. What are some of the consequences? If my child's on Ritalin, what are some of the consequences of this?
Yes, absolutely, Dr. Hayes.
Talking is so important. I'm glad, I love our show, that we give people the hope and give the people the choices to know that they can change their lives.
Well, talking about choices and hope, we want to introduce our author when we come back from the break. Matthew Fox is a scholar in residence with the Academy for the Love of Learning. He's also the author of 28 books, including Original Blessing, The Reinvention of Work, Creativity, Where the Divine and the Human Meet. And more recently, this is what we'll be going to be talking about, his current book, The Hidden Spirituality of Men. Many men, especially young men, you know this, Dr. H, are looking for images of healthy masculinity to emerge. But according to Matthew Fox, who's a best-selling author and theologian, today's culture towards this reptilian behaviors like domination, aggression, represses men's natural desire for spirituality. So we're going to have a very interesting open discussion on how to promote healthy male spirituality run, you know, is it running counter to our culture's goals and ideals? So Matthew will be talking about these issues, and I'm very excited that to introduce Matthew Fox after we come back from the break.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Your health is your greatest treasure and the foundation for everything in your life. Learn about your health and all aspects of wellness and healing, both from a traditional perspective and from a natural one as well. Your hosts, Drs. Patrick Donovan and Herb Joyner-Bey, will encourage lively discussion about health and medicine in a light style that makes it easy for you to understand. The show is called Paradox of Health. Listen every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Well, welcome back to Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. Howard Piper, or Dr. H, or actually Dr. H, as Dr. Vijay likes to call me. I really feel honored because we're going to be speaking to a gentleman that was on one of the shows I had previously in California, Matthew Fox. He's an awesome dude. He wrote a book called The Hidden Spirituality of Men, and the message that this gentleman will give to us is powerful. Now, even though the title is Hidden Spirituality of Men, ladies, please listen. Because a lot of times, you beautiful women, you are the messengers for us guys because we're stubborn and we have huge egos and we have hard heads. So this is a great book. I've read it several times. So ladies, take notes and you can share it with your hubbies or your best friends or whatever relatives you have. Matthew, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on again.
Well, thank you, Howard, and I'm glad you invoked the women, because remember, women also have sons and grandsons and husbands and boyfriends and co-workers and uncles and fathers whom they have to help alert to this whole topic of masculine spirituality.
So what brought you to writing this book, The Hidden Spirituality of Men?
Well, for many years, I've been, of course, supporting the women's movement very strongly. It's one of the reasons I was expelled from the Dominican Order by Cardinal Ratzinger years ago, but I realized that this is a logical dimension to the liberation of women is the liberation of men, and that men's enslavement is more subtle than that of women under patriarchy, that men have suffered tremendously, but we've been reticent and slow to really get the point that we can be much stronger, much more joyful, and more compassionate than we've been telling ourselves.
You went through something very quickly, and I want to be a little more elaborate, please. You were expelled because...
Yes, I was a Dominican in the Dominican Order for 34 years.
I remember. Yeah.
And Cardinal Ratzinger expelled me for, and his reasons included that I was a feminist theologian and that I call God Mother. And even though I've proven that many medieval mystics call God Mother, and even the Bible does, so not often enough, but clearly this was a threat to the Vatican, as it would be to the Taliban also.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, the pursuit of the support of women's movements and of women's wisdom and the whole issue to bring the balance of the yin and yang of the sacred masculine and the divine feminine, that's really been a lot of part of my life's work. And, in fact, this book ends with two chapters on the sacred marriage of the masculine and the feminine. And I think the women's movement is way ahead of the men's movement. And this is why I wrote the book, that men have to get into our own nobility and our own power. I was talking about this book in Santa Fe a few months ago, and a man came up. He was a Native American, and he said that he works in prisons, and he said this is the first book he's ever dealt with prisoners, where the prisoners really got into their own nobility. That's how he put it. He said, most of these people, especially the murderers, he said, they're always projecting on others. But he said, your book got them into looking at their own nobility, and he said it's just so powerful and different for that reason.
You know, it's almost like a definition of what people say, what is the difference between spirituality and religion? And in a sense, though, you have this one section, which I like. Spirituality, you can call God Father or Mother, and with religion, you have to call God Father. I know there's other different definitions between religion and spirituality, but I like that effect. So I have been following a spiritual path for a number of years, and I'm very comfortable by calling, you know, God higher power, higher source, you know, a mother or father. I love the fact because us guys, we need to know that there's a feminine side inside us, and it doesn't mean that, you know, if you go all the way to the other side, all of a sudden somebody's going to call you gay. You know, we can be heterosexual, we can be gay and still have a masculine side, too. And I think that's the power of your book. Can you explain a little bit more on that, please?
Sure, and also, of course, women, too, have a masculine side.
Yes.
And if masculinity has been toxic for a few centuries, which I think it has, we've been over... defining masculine as aggression and making empires and conquering the land and conquering indigenous people and so forth, all this aggression, then women, too, are walking around with a toxic soul because their masculine side has been poisoned. So I quote from Joseph Jostrob, and he's written a good book called Sacred Manhood, Sacred Earth. And he's taken a lot of men out for a wilderness experience and so forth. And this is what he found. He said, many of us were looking to the Great Mother for salvation, but nobody I knew was seeking right relationship with the Great Father. We all seemed to be reacting against a terrible Father, one who desires reason, cut off from love, truth hardened into static form, law void of compassion. There was no mention of any positive masculine alternative. And that's what my book offers, is 10 metaphors, 10 archetypes that show the deep masculine, the sacred masculine, that is an alternative to men just pursuing the Great Mother. There are these ways to conjure up and to resurrect and bring back the healthy masculine, the sacred masculine. We have to get critical about what we mean by masculinity. We can't take our culture's definition of it, that it's soldier number one, I win, you lose. That's not going to cut the mustard, not any longer.
Give a plug. How can we get the book?
How can you get the book? Well, you can go online, Amazon.com and so forth, but it's available in bookstores. And you could go to my webpage, matthewfox.org. But it's published by New World Library out of Novato, California.
Okay, great. I like to give plugs for, you know, for me being an author also, whenever I'm...
You know about that.
Right, I do a lot of plugs. So people are always turning in and changing stations and all that. Good. You have over here, which is really interesting, is we cannot continue to run on versions of masculinity that are essentially reptilian.
Mm.
That's a powerful sentence.
Yeah, well, this reptilian brain is in all of us, you know, and it's the oldest of our brains. It's 420 million years old, so it really wants to dominate. But the reptile energy is one of win-lose. So you don't mediate with the crocodile, you know. There's a winner and a loser. It's that mammal brain that's exactly half as old, 210 million years old, that is capable of compassion. The mammals really introduced kinship, family, and compassion, although they also have a violent side, that's for sure. They have wars and can be very aggressive. So, but the point is that we have to calm the reptilian brain so the mammal brain can assert itself more, and especially this time in history when so much of nature is being destroyed by human beings, by our aggression. And how do you calm the reptilian brain? I think through meditation, because reptiles are not into bonding, but they are into solitude.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what meditation does. It puts you at ease with solitude, puts you in touch with solitude. So to meditate is to calm, befriend your reptilian brain. Nice crocodile. So you befriend the brain, and then your mammal brain can assert itself. And then, of course, our most recent brain is that powerful, intellectual, creative brain that we have as human beings. And this has to couple more with the mammal brain and less with the reptilian brain. And when human beings are busy putting all our energy, money, research, time into making war, that is pure reptilian energy.
So what do you think it's going to take? We have a couple minutes before a break, and let's respond to this question. What do you think it's going to take for us to change?
Well, a crisis. There's nothing like a crisis for human beings to wake up, and we're in a crisis. The whole global warming thing by itself is a huge crisis. But so, too, is, of course, the disappearance of one out of four mammals that is occurring today in the rain. The disappearance of the forest and the rainforest, the soil, the water, all that is necessary for this beautiful home of ours to be sustainable for ourselves and our descendants. And then, of course, there are the constant crisis of wars and economics, and where we're putting our money and our intelligence. So all of it is under scrutiny today. I mean, the fact that Wall Street collapsed a few months ago and was another wake-up call, that our economic system has not integrated the ecological agenda, the values of healing the earth, and of getting men to be true spiritual warriors on behalf of Earth. And that is the green man archetype. That's one of these archetypes I'm dealing with. The green man is a warrior who defends Mother Earth. And every man from 7 years old to 77 years old has a role to play in that today. And we have to quit being couch potatoes, get out of our couches, and start being the warriors, the healthy warriors on behalf of Mother Earth that everyone is called to be.
And I'm glad you said healthy warriors, not warriors with guns and knives and machine guns and bazookas.
Exactly.
The healthy warriors. Yeah,
exactly.
There's a lot of us guys say, oh, he wants us to be, you know, with the armor again. And it's powerful. You know, you and so many other people that I've met the past couple, 3 years, probably about 3 years ago now, are given this message of this is what we need to do. You know, hey, guys, the writing's on the wall. You know, let's do something. Otherwise, if we're in denial, you know, we're going to pay the consequences.
Exactly. And there's a big difference between a soldier and a warrior. A very big difference.
Let's hold on, and we'll be right back with Matthew Fox.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's JIVA Supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you.
Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Inside all of us lives a warrior. We win battles with our careers, our finances, our children, our pets. It's time that the warrior within wins the battles with our own being. Modern-day Renaissance man Ori Hofmeckler dispels eating urban legends and fitness myths in Voice America Network's The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival. Ori sets the record straight and will help you become leaner and healthier for a lifetime. The Warrior Within broadcasts live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune in for your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Howard Piper, or Dr. H, or Dr. H, as Dr. Vijay likes to call me. She had that little accent that I love, and I'm glad other people love it, too. And I'm speaking with Matthew Fox, who wrote a book called The Hidden Spirituality of Men. Guys, get this book. Ladies, get this book. The holidays are coming up. It's a great gift. If you want to do before the holidays, that's even better. It's a very, very powerful book, The Hidden Spirituality of Men. You can get it, go to Amazon. I'm sure it's in Barnes & Noble. Or we can go to MatthewFox.org. That's MatthewFox.org. In the break, we were talking about, you know, a couple of things. And before we go with the architects, let's talk about the yin and yang, whether you want to call it heterosexual, homosexual. It's in all of us. It's all of us in guys, and it's all of us in women, too. Finding that balance is very, very important, correct?
Definitely. Finding the balance between the masculine and the feminine is important for an individual, it's important for our relationships, and, of course, it's important for the culture itself. And I think that for the last few hundred years, our culture has been out of balance. We've had patriarchy dominating in so many ways. And, in fact, yang is, you know, is fire energy, yin is water energy, and look, we're talking about global warming. Is there a connection between too much yang energy and the global warming that's happening on the earth? You see?
Yang is male and yin is female.
That's right.
Guys, got to know that.
Or at least maybe better to say masculine and feminine.
Okay.
But either way. And then the question, you see, my methodology in this book, because I'm interested in changing men. You know, I'm not just theorizing about it. My methodology is to put archetypes out there, 10 of them. Now, why is an archetype important? Well, Marion Woodman, a psychologist in Toronto, says, think of an archetype this way, that an image has 1,000 volts, but an archetype has 100,000 volts. Well, that's a powerful way to think about it, that an archetype really shakes us up. It wakes us up. It's like lightning striking. And I'm offering 10 archetypes. That's 10 times 100,000 volts. You figure that out.
that's a lot to get us out of our couches.
Yes.
And that's what we need today, I think, that we have to go deep into these ancient images of what it means to be male, of what healthy masculinity is, because our culture has not been teaching us healthy masculinity. For example, the whole idea of that boys don't cry.
Mm.
One reason I talk about the hidden spirituality of men, if you take in that message, which we're given when we're young, it means that as you grow up, you're not in touch with your grief. You're not in touch even with your joy. You're not in touch with your deepest feelings. And this is why men are set up for so many addictions, whether drug, alcohol, sex, sports, work, or anything else. We're set up because we're not in touch with our true self, that deepest part of us that yearns for a connection to the whole and yearns for authentic joy and plays out our grief experiences, the experience of the broken heart.
You know, it's interesting, as I've been with a lot of men's groups through the years, and how we all seem, what I heard you say before too, we get the same messages. We all have different fathers, but all basically seem the same messages. You know, boys don't cry. If you want something to cry about, I'll give you something to cry about. You know, to have a message, and we need to subside that and say, you know, it's okay.
Uh-huh.
It's okay to feel sad. We had a gentleman named John James on a couple weeks ago, and he talked about grieving, how important it is. And we don't know how to grieve. We don't know how to go through the losses. We don't know how to go through the feelings, whether it's, you know, masculine energy or feminine energy, and it's very important.
Yes. I do, when I do workshops on the sacred masculine, I always do grieving rituals. And they're so powerful. And I also do them when I do other kinds of rich of ceremonies, because it's just what you say. Our churches and synagogue, mosques too, I propose, have been derelict in leading us in rituals that really get us into our grief. And it's a natural thing. It's just human. It's human to grieve. We all undergo broken hearts and betrayal and loss. And death, and so forth. So to be out of touch with that is to be sitting on our own spirituality, because spirituality is that door to the deepest self. But the same is true as of our joy. I think a lot of men are also out of touch with joy, and this is one reason we race. We're always racing to get more money or to buy something else. Joy is about the future. It's not about the now. But all mystical teachers, including Jesus, talks about the kingdom of heaven is already among you. So it's not about what you accomplish tomorrow. It's about breathing in your breath, which is the greatest gift of all today.
Wow. You have me thinking a lot. I appreciate it. Thank you. We have a few more minutes. You talk about the paternal heart. Now, this is interesting. You have over here, it says, many men truly come alive as humans when they become fathers.
Mm.
It's something, you know, as a teenager, I did all the rebellion and did all the things that you're not supposed to do. And my kids did the same. I have two boys and a girl, and the two boys did the same thing I did. My oldest one became a father. All of a sudden, life changed, and I became a father. He was my oldest one. Life changed for me, too.
Yeah, it's a grandfather.
Yep.
Yes, and that's one of the archetypes there, too, is the role of the elder, the role of the grandfather. But you're absolutely right. Fatherhood brings out the best in men, and we really should plug into that more deeply. I quote a woman while I was writing the book. I met a woman, and she said she had her daughter just given birth to her first baby, and her son-in-law was present for the birth, and he turned to his mother-in-law, to her, and said, "Never in my life have I fallen in love so deeply or so fast." And I think just that's a stunning way of naming the arrival of fatherhood. And fatherhood is forever. You know, it's not something you retire from or anything else. You are imprinted as a father for the rest of your life. And just like you say, it takes men into some of their deepest, most profound, most generous, most compassionate opportunities. And so it's a tremendous path into our spirituality. It's an opening up of our hearts and of our creativity and of our generosity and magnanimity. And what could be more important? It brings out the best in us.
Now, do you think women have this already in their heart? Us guys are just a little complicated and takes a little bit longer for us to get that?
Well, of course, women are already living literally with the baby for 9 months, and that's profound. And men will never really know the full profundity of that. But, of course, men are along on that journey, but they're not really sharing the womb experience like the mother is with the fetus. And, you know, that's why the word compassion comes from the word for womb in both Hebrew and Arabic. The word for compassion comes from the word for womb. So that whole mammal experience of carrying the child in such an interdependent way for 9 months, this is a profound teaching of our interdependence. And now today's physics is catching up and saying, oh, by the way, the basic law or habit of the universe is interdependence. All ecosystems are about interdependence.
Mm-hmm.
This is something we've been losing because the aggressive definition of masculinity, I'm on top and you're on bottom, I win, you lose, that a crocodile, a reptilian brain has dominated for centuries. And Dick Cheney is only the latest incarnation of that. And it's everywhere. And we have to cut through that because this does not represent the best in humanity. It represents the worst. And this is why all spiritual teachers, from Buddha to Lao Tzu to Jesus to Gandhi to King to Dorothy Day, all of them are calling us to our compassion, men and women alike. And we're all capable of wandering very far from it. And especially if we live in a culture that is holding aggression up as a primary a value instead of compassion.
So you have over here, so cultivating the paternal heart and drawing from its rich resources is one of the keys to a deep masculine spirituality.
Absolutely. And so too is this green man we talked about earlier, this capacity to relate to nature, to the vegetable world, to the animal world. Tremendous power there, and very ancient. That's why the green man is pictured with boughs coming out of his mouth, his fifth chakra, and his beard, his leaves, and so forth, because we are so intimately interdependent with the world of plants and fruit and the food that that Mother Earth feeds us with. And so that is the call, as I said earlier in this time, that we be spiritual warriors to defend Mother Earth. There's so many ways in which there's also the archetype of the blue man, which is interesting. Now, Swami Muktananda had this vision when he was meditating of a pearl, a blue pearl that morphed into a blue man. And he said this was the most important experience of his life. It overcame his fear of death. It got him in touch with his creativity, with his powers of healing. And Hildegard of Bingen, a 12th century Christian mystic, she had the similar meditation 8 centuries earlier, and she said she saw the blue man was the Christ, the healing Christ in every person. And we all have this healing power in us. We are other Christs. We're other Buddhas. We're not just our own rugged individual self. We have powers of creativity and of healing and of compassion inside of us that have to be tapped into. That's part of our sacred masculine. That's part of our masculine spirituality.
There's one last thing, and we're going to have to go. Compassion is not about sweetness. Compassion means justice. I love this. Sometimes it brings a sword with it. Sometimes tough love is required. I would love to have you back on our show again, please.
Well, thank you, Howard. I enjoyed it very much. And I appreciate that people like you are doing this important work of the media in trying to infiltrate with some alternative stories of how we can improve ourselves as a species.
Well, we need to listen to the messengers. The Hidden Spirituality of Men by Matthew Fox. Please get it. And hold on, we'll be right back after a commercial break. Thanks again, Matthew.
Thank you, Howard.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Amanda, age 3. Carlos, age 9.
An abducted child is everyone's child.
Jada, age 14.
To get free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Holistic living is nutrition for not just your body, but your mind and your soul. Holistic nutrition goes far beyond the foods that we eat or the supplements that we take. Discover natural means to heal your body and regain your innate healing powers. That's Holistic Living with Tina Marie Jones on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for your weekly dose of good holistic living.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take everyday moments, like an errand at the bank, and turn them into learning moments.
Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to the next segment of our Kiss Your Life Hello. We've had such a great time here discussing with Matthew Fox, you know, the how to promote healthy male spirituality, to open our minds to a deeper understanding of the healthy masculine that we receive from the media, culture, and religions. Dr. Hitch, what was your take? Wasn't that a great discussion that you had with Matthew Fox?
It was. It was very enlightening. You know, the thing I want to point out, too, though, even though, you know, the title is called The Hidden Spirituality of Men, also for women, too, and a lot of women have the ability to lead men, to enlighten them and to educate them, because I know in a lot of my lectures, women will come to my lectures, even if I'm talking about men's issues, and they'll go home and they'll carry the message, you know, to their husband or boyfriend, you know, or their partner. So the fact that the title is of men also has to do with women.
Well, I agree, because he's including in his book, and he talks about the 10 metaphors to awaken the sacred masculine. He also includes the models of the sacred marriage and showing how partnership with the feminine becomes the ultimate expression of masculinity. I thought that was really great. But we're really thankful to have him on our show.
Next week is going to be really interesting. We have a doctor, Dr. John Abramson, who wrote a book called Overdosing of America. And unfortunately, it was a pre-recorded show. So people would want to call and ask, you know, Dr. Abrams some questions, what they can do, they can go ahead and email us at info@kissyourlifehello.com, and we can get back with it. So, again, it's going to be a pre-recorded show, but it's awesome. You and I hit him with a lot of questions on overdosing of America, and he tells the story. And being a medical doctor from Boston, you know, he's right in the firing line with all this.
Oh, absolutely. Dr. John Abramson is a family doctor in Appalachia and in the and in Hamilton, Massachusetts, and he served as the chairman of the Department of Family Medicine, Family Practice at Lahey Clinic. And he's also currently on the clinical faculty of Harvard Medical School, where he teaches primary care. So for those of you who want to, you know, find out more about his work and his book, check into his website, overdosedamerica.com, and you'll find some fascinating insights into what the pharmaceutical companies are doing, the kind of drugs and the research they're doing, and how they do it, their marketing work, so that, you know, it's very hard to keep up with this information, you know, but it's good that when somebody of his stature, Dr. John Abramson, talks about, you know, his research and his findings, and it's very, very insightful work that, you know, again, like, you know, what you were saying, Dr. H, we give choices to people, you know, be aware of this is what's happening, you know, in the pharmaceutical industry and how they market drugs. I mean, it's paid representatives who's coming out there. They're paid a lot of money to talk about the good effects of the drug when it's just a paid advertising. So, you know, we just got to be careful.
For you and I, this was old information. I think for the rest of the listeners, you know, all over the world, this is very, very powerful information. And again, people need to know, you know, what's behind these infomercials, what's behind
Absolutely.
These commercials that we watch on television. So it's going to be a very powerful show. So I understand that you're going to be in my neck of the woods. You're going to be at the Cancer Convention, the Cancer Control Society Convention, Labor Day weekend, September 5th, 6th, and 7th at
yes.
Sheraton Universal in Hollywood.
Well, that's exactly correct. I'm going to be talking about, this is a wonderful conference. This is their 37th annual cancer convention, and it's in your neck of the woods, as you rightly put, in Hollywood, California. And we're going to be talking a lot about natural therapies. There are more than 50 speakers. And I'm very excited about this conference because the subject is alternative therapies and nutritional approaches to cancer and other diseases. So it's going to be a very information-packed three-day event. And Dr. H, I know you've been there, you know, and we both have this interest in what are the alternative therapies and nutritional approaches to improve quality of life, to improve life. You know, people who have cancer and other diseases, and for cancer survivors. So it's going to be very, very exciting. And I'll be talking more about the book. My book is the Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. So we're discussing the book and, you know, integrating what the latest research in this area is going and where it's going.
You know, it's interesting because I've known Lorraine Rosenthal that, you know, started this at 37 years ago. And just a few people came by, and years have gone by. Now, literally, there are thousands, I'm not just singular, there are thousands of people that come to this conference. It's huge. It used to be in Pasadena, and she outgrew it at the hotel where she was at, and at the Sheraton Universal in Hollywood. It's a much larger adventure. So there's going to be, I mean, we're going to be busy. We're going to be busy talking and sharing and, giving people choices and know that there is a solution. They're sometimes told there's not a solution for cancer, but we are amongst many people that will give solutions.
So if you want to see both of us, Dr. H and Dr. Vijay here, we'll both be at the Cancer Control Society's the annual cancer convention. Again, it's happening on Labor Day weekend, September 5, 6, and 7. It's a Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And we'll be very happy to see all of you and take your questions. And, you know, we're looking forward to this convention.
Great. Well, how much time do we have left? We can go on and talk about a lot more stuff, but I have a...
Well, we have to round off, I just want to thank everyone for participating in today's show, and we look forward to seeing you again and at the convention for sure, if we can make it. But definitely have a great day, and we love you, and we look forward to having you on the next edition of Kiss Your Life. Hello.
And my closing is, if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first to love you all. Bye bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.